It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That's cross break, cross.
You say
whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
See what I put up
with? I know.
See what I put up with?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy to have Craig in my audience.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Lakers. He's up in Toronto now.
Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi. Is that a Kardashian?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
I was on a roll and you
messed
me up.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Crap. What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules and Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, gosh. 7:58 on the ticket.
High five.
It's time for that Friday morning tradition known as the emergency break of the week, brought to us by Classic BMW. Candidate number one, we're going to put this on Dan from Bad Radio, because he was not in studio sitting next to Bob and all ready to start another day on Bad Radio. It threw Bob for a loop, and then they all started attacking each other on Bad Radio.
Hey, everybody. It is Thursday. Right, Dan?
It's not even homework call season.
Let's go to Dan now for more. We need a Tom Laugh song for Dan when he's not in here.
Dan!
Look!
Dan!
He's wandering around. What is he doing? He literally is walking around in the hallway. What is your problem?
Casual gaits and just wandering the halls as we go back and forth across the windows.
We can see you.
I didn't know what time it was.
Evidently.
In a big meeting.
With who?
Broccoli related, I can tell you that.
No,
was it broccoli
it was
related?
Trey. No. I was talking
with
to
Trey.
Trey.
I'm trying to.
You talk with Trey on your own time.
Broccoli would have been better.
What could Trey possibly be offering?
Gosh.
Well, we're setting up our
Vampire Weekend.
We're setting up our Twitch channel.
Oh, God. For what?
For the future. The future of Bob and Dan.
How about the present? How about Wake and Jake?
The guy who's going to sit here and tell me, hey, you did your bits on Twitter already. Why don't you just not even show up for the show? It's Twitter.
Are you worried about Twitter? Twitch.
It's just the future.
You haven't wiped down your space? Now you're using
I came in
dirty
early.
Microphone.
Does Twitch pay the bills?
Not yet.
Obviously.
Why'd Trey have to take in the shorts?
It was my fault. He was talking to me for a while.
Yeah, but he knows what time the show starts and everything.
It was your fault he was talking to you.
Yeah.
I just take the blame for everything.
Trey, I know. It was not your fault.
I'm worried about your self-confidence.
Yeah, don't take the blame for that, and don't take that from Bob either.
I won't.
What does Trey have to offer?
Well, plenty.
I know Bob hates me. Dan's the only one who supports me on that show.
We support you, Trey.
I know you guys do.
Some of the time, we support you. No, most of the time, we support you. There's Dan up for candidate number one. Candidate number two, this happened last Friday. We were at the compound. That's one of the cool things about the compound. You never know who's going to pop on the air at any given time. And we were doing the morning show. Corby jumped on with us. That's great. When we were doing the wake-up call, the problem is Corby didn't know we were on the air.
We'll start with you want to start with Dan?
Yeah.
Since we ended with him last time, let's go up to see Dan. All right, grab your tuba.
That's it.
God, was it like 26 degrees when you started?
Yeah.
This is Dan's room.
So wait, I left at 2.
Hello?
When did you go
Hold
solo?
Hold on, Corby. We're in the middle of a bit. We're on the air.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
He burps on live radio.
So casual.
I was so confused when he first started talking. I thought, why is he talking over Gordo and the wireless? Yeah. They're about to go into this room, and then he burps.
just to get a good level, I guess. All right, there's Corby as candidate number two. Candidate number three, the guy who will crack a dad joke on you. And then he puts a little twist on the end of it. And I swear, one of these days, I think Donnie is going to assault Norm live on the air. Yeah, it's one of those jokes again.
Oh, no.
And just give a listen.
Stop it. I think they called it either Frozen frozen Fog or Frozen Sleet.
Say that three times.
No, careful. Careful yes. with that one. But it was really weird, and it made me...
I think that's probably Frozen Fog. Okay. I think I have heard of that.
How about the ice fog phenomena, maybe? I don't know.
It made me not want to be in Calgary.
That came up on a Google search.
Did it really?
Mr. Google said that, not me.
Frozen fog is something you can buy in the lobbies of some hotels.
Yeah?
It's the Canadian version of purple drink.
We're having fun, I think. I don't know. Trying to talk hockey now here, dude.
Now that we've exhausted this category,
I'm trying to help on you, help your show out. This is what you're trying to do. Happy Mother's Day, Julie.
Man,
I didn't
even
get it.
What's going on?
I guess he's saying that's like sounds like a drink you would get at a bar in a hotel, like a fancy hotel, and then had to throw in purple drink at the end.
Was he making a Canadian mist joke somewhere? Like I. So
oh, okay.
So
they're talking about a Canadian.
I guess.
But why did he have to tie it to purple drink?
Because of Donovan.
And there were about eight other Norm dad jokes that we edited through to get to that one. So, yeah, that was maybe the best or worst one out of the Norm dad joke category. So, those are your three candidates, Dan, Corby, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Sports caller. Go ahead.
Try another one.
Mm. Moses. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Pants.
That's a bad sell there. Those pants. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Go ahead. What's going on?
Trey, you got him up in there?
Okay. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Oblivious Hungover Corby and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello. You're on ticket AM and FM.
Yeah, give me Norm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you vote right there.
You
bet. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I like to say Dan is a real D-bag, but I'll pick him.
Okay. Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Phone call from Lower Heaven.
Oh, yes, yes, we'll accept the charges, operator.
Go, consult departed soul of great lowland gorilla for this week's vote. It was 3 years ago this month in Cincinnati Zoo that the great Harambe was gunned down in cold blood.
Yes, yeah, I know. Very You're very emotional day. About that.
Each year, to honor Harambe's courage, all Lower Heaven primates raise a glass and toast Harambe memory.
Oh, that's nice.
Coco say, take a shot for Harambe, because he take one for you.
Yeah, he did take a shot.
Harambe and Coco vote for Gaseous Corby.
Okay.
Thank you, Coco.
Coco, fake Coco.
I'm glad you always remember to accept the charges, Gordo.
Yes.
That way
we don't get disconnected there.
It adds up.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, sports.
Hey, sports.
I'd like to responsibly and respectfully vote for Norman. Vaginal slice, born Hitchkiss.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hello. You are on Ticket Radio.
Hey. Hey, guys. It's me. It's Jamie Benn.
Ah, low energy Jamie Benn.
No, okay. Sorry about the playoff series.
We sucked, eh?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. That's so good in 6-7.
Hold on. Someone else wants to say hi. Hey, me, Musers. It's me. It's a Matt Zuccarello. Hey.
Okay. Just vote.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, shout out to the Angry Mitch. You didn't give me that Corby, call me a perfume on air. Thank you very much.
Corby, okay. Thank you. Mozzarella jumping on there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Bleed and die.
Hadn't heard that one in a long time.
Callback.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I vote for Corby.
Thank you. Hello, sports caller. You are on the air. Who you vote for?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Oh, die. Tiger. Die.
Hey, how come the triple fake Coco the Gorilla gets applause?
Yes.
Because he's actually funny.
Hey, just let him vote.
Okay, I'm going to vote for the goat, Norm.
Thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Purple drink, Norm.
Oh, man, we got a 4-4 tie between Norm and Corby. First one to five wins. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, this is Dade, the influencer.
Hi, Dade.
I've been on in 3 weeks, so this was due for me.
That is good.
Yeah, and I vote for the snake himself, Corby.
The snake himself.
Hey, you were an influencer. He determined himself. The winner. Right. He is the winning vote for Corby Davidson, not knowing we're on the air.
You want to start with Dan?
Yeah.
Since we ended with him last time, let's go up to see Dan. All right, grab your tuba.
That's it. God, was it like 26 degrees when you started?
Yeah.
This is Dan's room.
So wait, I left at 2.
Hello?
When did you go solo?
Hold on, Corby. We're in the middle of a bit. We're on the air.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh. So crazy. We didn't want to get in the way of a guy playing tuba and a guy singing happy birthday to a different
tune. If someone had heard about the world-famous ticket and had landed at right DFW... There. And punched in. I heard that. This is the laziest approach to radio I've ever heard.
How many wins is that for Kirby?
62nd win, 43 behind Norman. The rules don't apply to me, Hitzkus.
Yep, that's him.